Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition, another episode of the Oddity News. Here on the Oddity News Network, Chairshot Radio Network, thechairshot.com. My name is Dave Wirtz, and with me, as always, is my co-host and cohort, IP Freely, also known as PC Tunney. Like a classic was in order.
Yeah, ICUP.
I didn't want to overextend myself, especially after the morning that we had. Tani,
it's all good.
You know, for computers taking over eventually, right? They're pretty stupid at times, and that's where I'm at right now. I hate when I have technical difficulties. But some men have that problem. So,
it was interesting on Saturday Night Live last week, the Timothy Chalamet. Episode, they spoofed on the AI podcasting thing, where they had two of their, they did a sketch where two of the members of the cast were the AI podcasters, and it was pretty hilarious. Check that out on YouTube, folks, if you want a good laugh.
I was actually talking about SNL yesterday, and I was trying to, you know, rather than think of the best and the worst, I was like, who is the most mid SNL cast member of all time, and I had a person in mind. I was like, oh my god, what is their name? That dude that did those commercials for cars with kids, and then eventually I had to scroll, I had to look, and then I go, oh, it's not a car commercial, it's an AT&T commercial. It's Beck Bennett, the most midline individual from SNL of all time. You know, look, Tunney's like, I don't even know who that is. See, that's how you
know who it is. I'll recognize. I gotta. Oh yeah. Oh, he was good. No, he played the adult baby. That was his best sketch. I like Beck Bennett.
You cannot convince
me. I like Beck
Bennett.
Otherwise, he was good.
He is so
not
middle.
No, well, you know what? That's fine. Why? We'll should do a. What is he called?
5x5?
Yes, 5x5.
Yeah, we're stealing your shit.
Well,
Pod,
no.
You like that?
We'll just invite Patrick one morning after we do the oddity, and we'll do a 5x5x5.
Yeah, we'll invite him. We'll invite him after we already did it. That'll make it way funnier.
We'll tell him how it went.
Yeah. Yeah. And just watch him seethe. Also, go listen to all the other great podcasts on the chairshot.com, Chairshot Radio Network, because then you can hear Patrick O'Dowd get upset. Yeah, he probably doesn't even listen to us, so that's fine. So, you know, he's not going to hear all of these. Plans.
He's been out sick a few weeks, but broke down and went to the doctor. He started feeling better. So he should be back on Bandwagon Nerds tomorrow morning. So check that out.
Hey, good for him. Good for him. And speaking of good for people, good for you, because the Oddity is here bringing you the weird and ridiculous of the past week-ish. And this week is no different. Tunney, I do have one that I want to start off with from SoraNews24.com. Coolness plan included robbing a 91-year-old woman and treating whole restaurants to expensive sushi. When caught committing crimes for economic gain in Japan, it's common for the accused to say their motive was to obtain money for lifestyle expenses. It's a broad, nebulous term that is it can mean absolute essentials. And basically, it's just a lot of good stuff. Well, over the last year and a half or so, if you'd be drinking or dining out in the vicinity of the Fukuoka prefecture town of Kita Kyushu, you might have had the seemingly good fortune of sharing the space with a very generous older gentleman, a 71-year-old resident of Kazunori Inagaki. On occasion, Inagaki would go out to expensive sushi restaurants or bars and announce that he was picking up the tab for every single customer in the place. These bursts of this burst of generosity would sometimes cost Inagaki close to $2,000 a pop. But he did it with a smile on his face. With such a penchant for exuberant extravagance, you might expect Inagaki to be a banker, a financier, or aging showbiz star. However, he reportedly claimed to be a strawberry farmer and even owned a compact car with a license plate. I don't know why that's important, but it can read meaning strawberry farmer on the license plate. Now, if this has you thinking that a strawberry farmer is a fast path to high life in Japan, there's something that you should know before you quit your office job. He did, in fact, never work a day in his life as a strawberry farmer. What he did spend a lot of time doing, however, though, was robbing people, and not just in Fukuoka. Investigators say that between September of 2023 and October of 2024, Inagaki broke into 63 homes and around Fukuoka and the neighboring prefectures of Oita and Kumamoto, with the total haul from the burglaries roughly 9.3 million yen. I have no idea what that is in actual.
I'll do the conversion here.
Good, good. Inagaki primarily targeted homes in rural agriculture communities, breaking in during the day when the owners would be out in their fields and stealing cash and gift certificates around. Yes, Inagaki victims included a 76-year-old woman in the town of Nagomi, Kumamoto Prefecture, from whose home he stole approximately about 140,000 yen last October. This incident led to his initial arrest, at which time he claimed that he had no memory of doing that sort of thing. The ensuing investigation then turned up evidence of Inagaki breaking into the homes of a 91-year-old woman in Bungo Ono, Oita Prefecture, and is now changed his tune and admitted to all of his facing, all the charges that he is facing. During questioning, Inagaki said that when he started his crime spree, it was because he felt like the welfare/pension payments he was receiving weren't enough for him to get on with his life. But when asked about using the money he'd stolen to treat entire fancy sushi restaurants and bars to dinners and drinks, he said, "I paid for them because I wanted to look cool."
Okay. You said it was 90 million yen?
99.3 million.
Oh, okay. That's like $60,000.
Okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for
honestly,
him.
Honestly, I did read it, but then for whatever reason, this is like the smallest font known to man. It's so tiny.
Well, while we're on the topic of money, there is a GoFundMe out there for a pizza delivery driver who was only tipped $2 after walking a half mile through deep snow. A feel-good story. This is, by the way, from SoapCentral.com. A feel-good story has come out of Indiana, where a local police officer has raised money on GoFundMe for a pizza delivery driver Lieutenant Richard Craig, also known as Officer Craig, on TikTok and YouTube, posted a GoFundMe campaign to raise at least $500. A couple of days after he posted his campaign, the donations had accumulated to nearly... Did you read this story, Dave?
I saw the headline.
Okay, so you know the amount. So go ahead while you're listening, whether you're driving to work or you are at work or you're just working out in the morning. Guess out loud, how much do you think they raised? And the answer is $30,000. That's right. For those unaware, Officer Richard Craig was raising money to award local pizza delivery person. The delivery was under tip despite working through frigid weather in Indiana. Craig, who filmed the delivery guy, posted the clip on TikTok and later started a campaign to raise a generous tip for him. That's about it. Pretty nice guy. I mean, talk about being rewarded for going out of your way, right? Like a lot of delivery guys would have been like, okay, I'm not walking through snow for a half a mile just so you can get a fucking pizza.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, name names, name drop that customer, $2 tip, get fucked. Like $2. Look, I'm just saying, it's unless you get your damn pizza and the box is like falling apart or something, it's a $5 minimum, right? Like there's no way that you would leave. Even if it took me a ridiculously long amount of time, I'm still leaving $5.
So tipping is a good topic of conversation. Usually, like I'm like I if you complete the job, it's like a pass fail with me. You're gonna probably get at least a 20% tip if it's like a food and beverage kind of thing, or breakfast, or you know, drinks and appetizers, whatever. But if you're horrible, I am not afraid to put a line through the tip space and then write the exact amount of the total once again. I'm not afraid to do that because I've been in that industry. So I've been a customer and I've been the tip receiver. And listen, you got to meet a certain bar or you get nothing.
So I get that. I get that. But this is a delivery driver.
Oh, no, I get it. Yeah.
So like
he met his expectations. It's also a part of like now, like there's so many different places that ask for tips that shouldn't, which is getting out of hand.
My gas station does that, and it's very unconventional.
So, but like, there are places that do deserve tips, and you should be expecting that to be part of the cost, right? When you, especially if you're asking someone to deliver you something in inclement weather, the tip goes up.
Oh yeah, it's like Uber, man. It's an Uber rate. You gotta charge more. Speaking of charging more, we're going back to Asia. Coming from the dailyatomic.com, a wild lawsuit in China just proved that some beauty secrets can cost way more than a premium skincare routine. Jian Feng was living what he thought was a picture-perfect life with his beautiful wife until their first child arrived. Jian Feng's world turned upside down when he noticed that his daughter looked nothing like him or his beautiful wife. As his daughter grew, the differences became so stark that he became convinced that there was only one explanation. He was convinced that his wife must have cheated on him, because how else could their child look so different? Feng launched into months of accusations. Under the pressure, his wife eventually cracked, but not with the confession he was expecting. Instead of admitting to an affair, she actually revealed that she had spent $100,000 pre-marriage secretly to go into extensive plastic surgeries that completely transformed her appearance. Rather than accepting his wife's pass, however, Feng took her to court, claiming he had been deceived about her true appearance. And in a jaw-dropping verdict that's making headlines worldwide, a judge awarded Feng a massive $120,000 settlement. Yeah, that's right. Well, the internet buzzes about this woman's dramatic before and after photos, which, I mean, it's definitely different there, Tony. Very different woman. It's one of the bigger stories out across the seas.
Very different.
Could you imagine? Is that worse? Is that arguably worse?
I mean, no.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, hold,
hear me out. Like,
holds the child.
That I don't have, but I would assume it's been 4 or 5 years at the very least.
So you'd be devastated if you found out that that wasn't your child after 4 or 5 years, way more than finding out that your wife looks different than she does.
I don't know. Because especially if you've had that child, you raise that child for the entirety of the time, then nothing really changes, right? It's only like,
well, it does. You've been raising someone. It would change everything, Dave.
I don't know. I don't know about that for me. Maybe that's a generational thing. But I think if you found out that person wasn't actually who it was, that they were wearing a mask the whole time, that'd be pretty. Pretty shocking.
Neither one is good. Neither one is good.
That's fair. Yeah.
Well, I. What if. You're speaking of plastic surgery. What if, without plastic surgery, humans could fly? How big would our wings be? This question is going to try and be answered right now by livescience.com. Here we go. Humans don't have hollow bones like birds do. So, how big would our wings have to be to lift us off the ground? For the many wondrous things humans can do, we can't fly on our own. But if we could, how big would our wings be, is the question. Of course, the answer depends on the person's size, but someone who's about 155 pounds, let's say, and at least 5 feet tall, would have a wingspan of about... Did you read this one, Dave?
Saw the headline, but I didn't read it.
So you don't know how big the wings would have to be?
Nope.
You want to guess the wingspan? For someone that's 5 feet tall and 155 pounds.
12 feet.
20 feet.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a lot.
A professor of biology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Ty Hedrick, said, which I thought was surprisingly small. Hedrick arrived at this figure using an equation developed by Robert Nudds, a senior lecturer in biological sciences.
Hold on, I'm gonna pause you right there. Robert Nudds?
N-U-D-D-S. So is it nudes or nuds?
Honestly, it's not good either way. All right, continue.
Nudds described this equation in a 2007 paper published in the Journal of Avian Biology, in which he describes the scaling of bird wing parameters with respect to body mass. But in this hypothetical scenario, we can't simply slap on a pair of wings and call it a day. It requires a complete reimagining of our anatomy. If we want to fly, we need our feathers in addition to wings. First, we must consider what kind of wings we'll have. The classic angel look portrays a flying human with a huge pair of feathered wings protruding from the back. Anatomically, that would require a separate shoulder blade. Michael Habib, a research associate at the Dinosaur Institute of the Natural History Museum of LA County, told Live Science. Those wings would also need flight muscles wrapping around from the chest to the back. According to Habib, bat-like wings would make more sense on humans in this setup. The entire arm and hand would stretch out, creating that 20-foot wingspan. A fleshy membrane wing would cover these limbs. But to actually fly, the rest of our body would have to produce enough power, which would require strong muscles. In birds, an average of 16 to 18% of their muscle mass comes from muscles used for flying. In some, up to 30% of their muscle mass comes from the chest. This is also true in bats. Though the mass is distributed across more muscles, it's what sets them apart from the build of non-flying animal, Habib said. The corollary in humans creates a funny visual. You're going to have a chest sticking way out and a back that's super, super ripped. The type of flyers humans would be also factors into this question. Not everything flies in exactly the same way. How you fly will be determined by your anatomy. There are very few types of flight, and all flying creatures specialize in different kinds, like flapping, gliding, hovering, and soaring. Each of these specialties involves different types of wings. For example, Habib said that a bird flaps throughout a journey, has shorter, stouter wings. On the other hand, a soaring bird, like an albatross, has much longer wings relative to its size. Humans, with their relatively large size, would likely be soarers.
I believe I can fly.
I hate flying, like in an airplane, and I guess the recent events of the past few days kind of
Yeah, might confirm that.
But yeah, that'd be interesting. It's something to really the science on that is very interesting to me on what it would take if you had a, you know, you picture the angel
hollow bones.
It would take that. That's you would have to be a lot lighter than we are. So
yeah, and let's just be honest, I'm a little too dense for that.
We're both a little too dense, my friend. Well, right now, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. But before we do, let me just remind you once again about ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. Plenty of really cool T-shirt designs. You can get it in a long sleeve. You can get it in a hoodie. You can get it in a tank top. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. We'll be back with more crazy, weird, and odd news.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I see what you did.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
We're back to the oddity, and let me just tell you, the stories continue as we get this train rolling. This one comes from WRDW.com. Tony, have you ever used a site like Temu?
Nope.
No?
I know
what about
it is. I know what
AliExpress?
It is, I know what Temu is, though.
It's pronounced Temu.
Yeah, well,
It's one of my favorite things, the Super Bowl commercial that they did last year where they're like, oh, you may know us as Temu, but it's Temu. Shut up.
Well,
just say Temu.
I've never spent my money at either place.
Well, maybe that's a good idea. Because in November, a Savannah man did what hundreds of millions of Americans have been doing every year. He bought something online, but Sylvester Franklin did not get what he paid for. Legendary name. Franklin decided it was time for some new tools, so he logged onto AliExpress and ordered a drill. Franklin says, they sent me this, a picture. A picture is what they sent me. That's right. Franklin ordered a drill from AliExpress, and what he got back was a printed photo of the drill he ordered, but that's not it. He paid $22.47 for a pressure washer and got a screw. Franklin has been going back and forth with AliExpress since he ordered the items in November, but still hasn't received a refund. Franklin has tried to get his money back from AliExpress, also known the subsidiary of Alibaba, the Amazon of China, and tried to get a chargeback from his bank without any success. He says he only spent around $40, but wants others to take a lesson from this story. This picture may be worth 1,000 words, but not the $40 he paid for. Yeah, it's a pretty good photo, dude. it's him in a picture.
That's pretty funny.
I do feel bad. Do feel bad for the guy. Don't get me wrong, but as you said, you get what you paid for. You run that risk going on those sites. That's why when I've used it in the past, I have gotten tchotchkes. Though I did get a pretty bitchin' sweater that says silly goose.
You silly goose.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you know how we love our toilet stories around here, whether they're being stolen, returned, et cetera, et cetera.
Anything.
This time, an employee's injured after toilet explodes inside Pittsburgh City Government Building. Story comes from WJACTV.com. Officials say there was a bizarre accident at a Pittsburgh government building on Monday as a toilet shattered and injured a city employee. Photos show all that is left after the tank, the toilet shattered, leaving sharp, jagged edges of porcelain. Investigators say it happened Monday morning on the fifth floor of the city-county building, not far from the mayor's office. along with EMS and the sheriff's units, requesting a city officer respond in the mayor's office area. They have a 65-year-old male with a gash to his leg after having a toilet explode, the 911 dispatch call said. A spokesperson for Mayor Ed Gainey's office says that the employee was injured when a plumbing fixture failed on the toilet. The man reportedly suffered a cut to his leg, but managed to walk to the ambulance for treatment. The employee is currently recovering from minor, non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to be released from the hospital. City Councilman Anthony Coghill says he's relieved the employee wasn't seriously injured. For months now, WPXI has been reporting on the poor conditions at the city-county building, the city municipal court building, and other city-owned facilities.
My God, there's got to be like video, not like there, of obviously yeah. not of the you know the bathroom or anything, but like from outside, right? Yeah, the thing's dead.
Craziness. Well,
his poor butthole.
You might want to just give the toilet a little kick, a little shake, a little structural check before you jump on next time, okay, folks?
Don't trust planes. Don't trust toilets.
You're learning things today.
Well, I'll give you one more. This one comes from Gizmodo. Oh, boy. Woman enters MRI machine with butt plug. The sort of injury that will make you suspicious of sex toys for a long time. The internet has caught wind of a resurfaced story involving a young woman who was sent to the hospital after she underwent an MRI scan while having an apparently metallic butt plug inside herself. An anonymous medical provider reported the strange incident to the FDA in April of 2023, though it has resurfaced and received new media attention this week. The 22-year-old woman reportedly screamed out in pain as she was pulled out of the magnetic resonance imaging machine following a scan, which then prompted her delayed admission of having a butt plug inserted. Though an ambulance did take her to a hospital afterwards, the patient's ultimate fate is unknown. Here's the entire blurb as documented in the FDA report. Patient was screened for an MRI and did not disclose that she had a, quote, butt plug inserted. She went in for the MRI, and when the MRI was over and the tech was pulling the table out of the the patient started to scream. The patient stated that she felt nauseous, was in pain, and felt like she was going to pass out. An ambulance was called for the patient, and she was sent to the hospital. The patient was checked out by the radiologist at the site before transport to ensure the patient was doing okay. The patient has not returned any of our calls yet to try and follow up to see how she's doing. I'm sorry. Could you imagine? Hey, could you please rate your stay?
You know, we just added another
fear,
another question to the pre-MRI experience. You know, is anything inserted inside of you at the moment?
Honestly, like, look, maybe this seems over the top. Don't you think like a wave of a metal wand, it's probably in order. Like, just in general, those things, especially in terms of, like, of a hospital, it's not that much, right? Like, especially when you look at how much an MRI machine costs. Because not only is her butthole fucked up, but the MRI is fucked up. It ends up getting all like, scrambled and shit, and it costs a lot of money to have to, like, reset it. So why wouldn't you just spend the couple hundred dollars, I don't know, however much it costs, just to be like, whoop, 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 real fast. So that way no one dies.
It's maybe the most expensive butt fuck ever.
Reverse butt fucking.
Let's go, speaking of butt fucking. Let's go to our last story of the day here on The Oddity. A part of Chair Shot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms at
thechairshot.com.
Always use your head. This last story comes from Fortune.com. Google would be making some changes to its U.S. maps in accordance with one of President Donald Trump's first executive actions of his second term. The tech giant said Monday it would update its maps, changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Trump signed an executive order January 20th to change certain geographic names to honor American greatness and promote the extraordinary heritage of our nation and ensure future generations of American citizens celebrate the legacy of our American heroes. The changes, overseen by the Secretary of the Interior, also include reverting the name of Alaskan Mountain Denali to Mount McKinley, a reversal of a change introduced under former President Barack Obama in 2015 to honor Alaska's native population. Google will also refer to Denali as Mount McKinley. We've received a few questions about naming within Google Maps, Google said in a post on X Monday. We have a long-standing practice of applying name changes when they have been updated in official government sources. Before Google makes any changes to its maps, it awaits an update to the government database Geographic Names Information System, part of the U.S. Geological Survey. Trump's executive order criticized Obama's decision to change the name of Mount McKinley to Denali, saying the nomenclature was an affront to 25th President William McKinley, who, like Trump, championed tariffs and U.S. manufacturing. McKinley never visited Alaska, but a gold prospector advocated for America's tallest mountain to be named in 1896 for McKinley, the Republican presidential candidate who was a large proponent of the gold standard. The native Athabascan people of Alaska have long called the mountain Denali.
Why? What? Resources, man. Resources. Look. Not going down that rabbit's butthole.
It's a weird way to announce your presence. And that feels sure. And it feels like that's a lot of what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of grandstanding.
And at the end of the day, who cares? People are going to call it whatever they want. I mean, when I went to a baseball game last summer, I told my friends I'm going down to Miller Park tonight.
You know, I've kind of gotten down with AmFam. I'm okay with it.
See,
I don't go AmFam Field. That's too much. But if I'm going to it's at AmFam. I'm kind of okay with it. Don't get me wrong. I do say Miller Park here and there. But the AmFam part is—it's got a nice ring.
I didn't realize they changed Miller Park way to Brewers Boulevard either.
Oh, they did that a while ago.
I know.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that until I was down there. But honestly, if you know where you're from, it's 43rd Street, folks. It's always 43rd. It's fine. It's 43rd Street.
I don't know where I'm from, apparently. I just say that
folks,
thing, that
folks,
big
Dave,
thing over there.
Dave and I live like less than 10 miles from each other. This is hilarious.
And somewhere
exactly in between those 10 miles, basically, is DP.
Yes, that is true. DP, I have something for you, by the way. No, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. It's a butt plug. But yes.
brilliant.
This has been another edition of the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network. Just remember, folks, don't go into your MRI with anything metallic, okay? For PC Tunney, I'm Dave Wirtz. This has been the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, Chairshot Radio Network, thechairshot.com. Keep the news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.